Now, that's an interesting story about you, but let me bring it back to me for a second, because I feel very good about what I did to both you and Donovan this morning. We were warned about, and TC and Grubbs might especially enjoy this, we were warned that Norm's former intern, James, was here.
Who's walking
I saw that.
Right now.
What? Where is he?
He just walked past me. You want me to get him for you? Bring him over to the table?
You know, it would almost be worth it.
It's all right. Just let him go past.
Yeah, I guess you could sit him down. Right. He wouldn't even know you were making fun of him, right?
You want me to get him?
I wouldn't describe him as sharp.
Maybe you could talk to him and just talk to him on the wireless and you could add.
Hey, James.
Just tell him, ask him about the great point he was telling you about.
I have
earlier.
Him right here.
Hold on just a second. Before you talk to him, give him the index finger up in the air so I can let everyone else in on the bit. So intern James is a sports asswhip, right? He will just walk up to you, and within 45 seconds of talking to him, he might have five or six different sports topics out there.
And it's rapid fire, and he moves on to the next segment, and it's truly.
You think
truly
the Cowboys
amazing.
Will move up in the draft? Did you see the Mavs injuries? How do you think they'll overcome that? In fact, I think he even asked Donovan.
Yes.
Not that I stereotype things. But he asked Donovan what he thought of the Dallas Stars' first-round draft pick.
That's exactly what he did.
Okay. I mean, he is...
Get James to take you through that.
But here's the bit. Here's what I did earlier, and I feel proud. So James walked up to both you and I, and I peeled off instantly because now I just came over and looked at my phone and told Sean I'm pretending that I'm looking at my phone for something. Because Bob is now faced with the prospect of dealing with intern James.
And then I quickly put my headphones on.
But Bob is very good at, look, yeah, I mean, I think Bob did the, what's that, Tom? And then walked away. Right in the middle of a James question.
I wasn't rude.
You're not as friendly as the great Donovan, which is why it's better to give James to Donovan, which I also did. As we are walking, dicking our lap around
Donovan,
media
very
row.
Shrewd.
Donovan, get James to walk us through the Stars draft pick scenario.
Hey, James, tell me about the Stars draft pick scenario. What do you think about them taking that number one pick?
The Dallas Stars or the Cowboys?
The Stars.
I thought the Stars made a mistake in passing on Cam Fowler and taking Jack Campbell. A goaltender, when you draft an 18-year-old goaltender, it takes about 4 years for them to generally come up. And you can find goalies.
This
like,
is exactly
you know,
how it happened.
You don't need to find a goalie in the top.
Pass him out.
Ask him what he'd do with the Cowboys draft this year.
Tim Thomas.
Cut him off.
Henrik Lund.
What would you do with the Cowboys draft pick?
Cowboys need to either go offensive line, Nate Soldier, defensive line, Marcel Darius.
What should the Mavs do at the deadline?
Because there's no good secondary.
Cut him off.
What should the Mavs do at the deadline?
See if they can make a trade for a guy like Steven Jackson, see if they can get him. But if they can't, then
college
well,
football
they just
preseason
have to stand
top
pat.
Five next year.
What's your college football preseason top five?
I would go with Oklahoma.
It's incredible.
I'd go with LSU.
It's really.
I'd go Boise State. I'd have Boise
Rangers
State
off-season
right
moves.
I'd go.
Your Rangers off-season moves. Do you think they did wrong by not signing Vladdy?
No, I don't. I think Vladimir is on the downside of his career. He can't play in the field, and his numbers really decline.
Pat Shurmur, hired by the Browns. Thoughts?
Pat Shurmur being hired by the Browns.
He
you
won't
think
have
that's
anything
a good hire?
This, does he?
I thought it was a good hire for the Browns.
Wow.
I mean, they need to do something to invigorate that team. And I thought it would be
the future of professional soccer in the United States.
What do you think is the future of professional soccer in the United States?
I think there's a very good future, Donnie. You know, you saw the United States did pretty well
He's
in the
a
World
machine.
Cup this year.
Did the Heisman get it right this year?
Powers like Italy and France at all.
Did the Heisman get it right this year?
Absolutely, they got it right. You know, you can't prove it against Cam Newton. There wasn't enough evidence. I mean, you can always go back.
Ask him about his girlfriend.
But if you take him off the ballot and it turns out he didn't
stay
do
on
it,
the sports page.
You know, look
best
bad.
Play made of 2010.
The best play made in 2010.
No, playmate.
Best play made in 2010 has to.
Oh, I'm sorry, best playmate in 2010.
Best playmate?
Yeah.
No, we got it. That's out of his...
Talking like what? Girl or...
Yeah.
See? Nah.
Short circuit. Or if you have a guy you prefer.
The gal Hugh Hefner married.
All right, play made.
The gal.
Okay, well, what's the best play made in 2010?
Best play made in 2010, man. I'd have to go with that great... Man, I got to go with the onside kick in the Super Bowl.
LeBron and the Heat.
I actually thought that was going to happen, the onside kick, because I thought...
Now, LeBron and the Heat, what do you think about the Heat? Are they gelling? Are they championship material?
I think they're gelling, but I don't think they're good enough to get by Boston, or if they do, by San Antonio.
Rack him.
It's third round and out. Boston beats them.
What was that?
Conference finals, East finals, and lose to Boston.
I was actually talking about.
Rack him.
Oh.
Yeah, that means goodbye.
James, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you, man. Yeah, was this on right now, bro?
Oh, wait.
All right.
Wasn't that amazing?
Oh, my God.
Wait, his thought, is he gone?
Yes, he's gone.
Oh, you should have tried the Super Bowl trick on him. I bet he can do it.
Like it's something you have to study, and it's just something he knows?
I mean, those of us in the business are marveling at what he...